Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hour on the DJV program. My voice belongs to me, and my voice is okay. Thanks very much. Jennifer Horn's voice belongs to her. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen transiting into the next day, into the next hour, into the next thought, because there are lots of thoughts and thoughts of things. And one of the things that we're thinking about, I don't sound like I'm doublespeak here, but the focus on Nevada and the caucuses, with the same problem, although not with the same company. And now, Jennifer, it looks like the people who are in charge, I put that in quotation marks, don't know whether they're going to be able to get the results. What did we come up with? Mayor Pete won by 0.04 of an inch.
You wouldn't notice it on the stage, but actually right now Mayor Pete's leading in the delegate count, even though he wasn't really featured as prominently as some of the other candidates on the stage at the debate Wednesday night. Gosh, I'm all thrown off. But the company is actually the same that developed the app to transmit results during the Iowa, during the Nevada caucus. No, it's the same company, but they scratched it in Nevada. So they put all this money into it, millions of dollars that they invested in this app. And then when they saw what happened in Iowa, the Nevada Democrats were like, we better go with something else. So they're still trying to figure out how the tabulation goes, because with the caucus, it's not just counting votes. They actually have to have the mathematical equation to try to figure out that everybody agrees on, that then transmits the results. And Tom Perez, who's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, came out over the last couple of days and started managing expectations. He said that early voting, potentially high voter turnout, could actually affect the tabulation and the timing of the results. So in addition, Nevada, like Iowa, will be reporting three sets of data from a multi-stage caucus process. This is part of the problem, is that no one really understands how all of this is tabulated and calculated. And so Tom Perez said, look, you may not get those results you're looking for on Saturday. It may take us a few days to release the results. He said they're going to do it as soon as possible, but he said their North Star is accuracy, and he wants to make sure he gets it right. But it's a little bit frustrating, because when you go and cast a vote, or at least I do, I want to see at the end of the day how everything came out. And so now you've got the state of Iowa that was not able to do that. Nevada is also going to have the same trouble. And we'll see just how crazy it can get. I think because they don't know what system they're going to use at this point, that's got to have people a little bit worried, especially the election officials who are trying to get the results transmitted as they were given by the people who actually show up to caucus in the state.
All right, so see how that all
shapes
out.
But better to set expectations now, right? I mean, it's better than looking like you're scrambling at the end. So Tom Perez is smart in that respect, coming out and saying, hey, don't think you're going to walk away Saturday with a clear winner. That may not happen.
One of the things I find, you were mentioning the debate, the fact checkers and where they get their facts. I get a kick out of the facts from various fact checkers. I don't even know anymore where to get the fact.
The New York Times
says that this is the fact. Well, I don't trust the New York Times before they can throw them. And the same is true of the Washington Times. Or I mean, all of these people, this is the fact.
Certain people will get fact checked on everything, and certain people will
but
get
where
fact
on everything. Where do the people who are checking on the facts get their information? That's kind of what I'm asking.
Google.
One way or another. And they, of course, are not prejudiced.
And there lies the problem, right?
Before, exactly. So I was looking back into some of the previous coronavirus outbreaks, and whether they were contained. You know, this is one of those things, out of sight, out of mind. People have forgotten about the SARS epidemic from, what was it, 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. And so when these things come, sort of circle back around again, and you think, okay, how are we going to deal with this? In previous circumstances, according to the research that I've seen, the previous problems with this were contained pretty quickly. But this one may take more time. It may take a year or more. Part of the problem seems to be that the disease is less deadly, so you get it and you get sick, but you don't die. With SARS, you pretty much got it and you were knocked off. That was pretty much the end of it. But for people who get this, and that really means that if they have it and they are out and about, not dying, they're getting other people infected. The coronavirus spreads much more easily than SARS did. You can spread it.
The virus stays alive longer. The thing that freaks me out is that you get on money, and that's how it's being passed around in China, is on the currency.
Well, and one
that's
of the things,
gross.
Excuse me, you talk about whether this was purposeful or not, were the Chinese developing something that could be hard to kill? And that's, you know, that's wherein, where are we going to find that out? How are you going to figure that out? I think that's, you know, the thing about this. Does it prepare us for something that could be a lot worse? Because the virus in and of itself, even though it's killed, what is it, a couple thousand people in China now? 2,400 or something? I've forgotten what the number was in the last couple of days, but it goes up every day.
And it's over 2,100.
Is it? Okay. So, but the future problems that could come from this, the number of people that would die, the number of what's going to happen to the economy, how many people know that in the last 10 years, there have been 1,500 epidemic events in 172 countries around the world, and they have gotten little or no attention? That's pretty
amazing. Some of them do, like the Ebola outbreak is huge.
But not
like
1,500, Victoria.
Well, then, because I think that's all we would just be reading health news all day long.
Yeah, well,
you know? And if it doesn't affect, and if it doesn't affect America, then I think, you know, Americans move on.
And no attention.
Yep. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's a kind of food for thought. At least I thought it was worth mentioning a little bit as I still try to figure out what's going on. With the numbers change every day and the reporting changes every day and people are more concerned for, in some circumstances, we were talking about traveling and what's going to happen this summer. If they don't get a curb on this, I think there are going to be a lot of people that travel in a much different way than they used to be. Good for the car business and the petroleum companies and the hotel companies and that kind of stuff. But whether it's, how it impacts the rest. You know, we spend how much of our economy? You realize that like 20% of the economy is based on tourism and travel here. And in the rest of the world, in some cases, you go down to the Caribbean, it's 100% of the economy. So what happens to all of those places if people just stop going? That's something to be reckoned with. And it's too early to tell. You know, the conversation becomes sort of like guys talking with a paper butt. All right, next up here, I just want to, there's a study on the most corrupt cities in the country. We get to that in a matter of moments. I chuckle because it maybe isn't a surprise. The latest episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus has a focus on women and whether they are happy with their breasts. So if you're into trying to figure out one way or another, there is a discussion on this podcast. I kept out of it pretty much. I let Ken, who's very shy and retiring, so you can be sure this is all kind of fact-based discussion and no smarmy, silly stuff. One-third of all women are not happy with their breasts, and so what's the result of that? Well, women don't pursue breast exams. Find out the other ramifications of this study. One-third of women, again, unhappy with their breasts. What's the story behind the story? Check out the latest podcast with Dr. Ken. They're all listed right there at this is for gooddayhealthshow.com. You can also get it on the Apple Podcast and Spotify and all the other places where you get podcasts.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so... no surprise here. The city of Chicago is the most corrupt city, according to a new study. It remains a blight on the state of Illinois and the country. Report based on an analysis of public corruption stats. This on the heels of Blagojevich.
Do you know this is the first time since 2007 that there hasn't been an Illinois governor in prison?
Yeah, really?
That's true.
That's right, too, David. The governor, the bald guy, went before Blagojevich did. Yeah, I remember him.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
So winning, maybe they're making a turnaround.
Yeah, right.
Either that Chicago, or the new governor sweating.
Over the last year, had a total of 1,750 public corruption convictions. Los Angeles had 1,547, Jennifer. New York had 1,360. Illinois remains the third most corrupt state. Let's see here. I'm looking at all this stuff. It's
what's
not
higher than Illinois.
Proud of what it was? Well, California, I think, is in terms of the whole state.
Don't leave out Rhode Island. That's Rhode my Island, favorite. Yeah. That's the little engine that could.
I love that.
Oh my gosh, I love stories of corruption.
Rhode Island corruption is good. It's actually like it's not good, but it's fun to hear about. California corruption. You know.
Yeah. Nah. Rhode Island corruption is like, it's like watching The Housewives. It's terrible, but it's still entertaining.
Right. It's like Mob Wives more than that.
And everybody who's corrupt, the name ends with a vowel. It's 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guess it's been 15 years since I've
been after music time in this hour of the DJV program. Jason Isbell and Maren Morris, been named as headliners for the 2020 Railbird Festival, as opposed to the Jailbird Festival, set for August 22nd and 23rd, Lexington, Kentucky, the venue. Also concerned, I'm sorry, confirmed, well, maybe concerned too, for this year's edition of Railbird, diverse collection of indie rockers, country royalty, Americana darlings, including the Head of the Heart, the Head and the Heart, Young, the Giant Men, the Decemberists, Tanya Tucker. What an interesting... Is this, are you ladies interested in this? Is this a,
I would love to see Tanya Tucker before it's too late.
Yeah, but do you have to sit through all this other stuff? What is all the rest of it?
These are great. I know you don't know these other artists, but these are, this is like a really great eclectic mix. The Head
so
and the
what
Heart,
is, what's the significance of Railbird? Why do they call it Railbird?
Maybe it's a railroad town? I don't know. But, but you know, the Head and the Heart just did that big duet with Dolly Parton, and like, and Young the Giant has been an indie rock kind of December, same thing. So it's a really cool mix of everything. You'll get some country, you'll get a little bit of Americana stuff, you'll get some indie rock. I think it's really cool.
All right. Anyway, when I
never mind. It doesn't matter.
I just googled why call it Railbird, and what came up was a reference to Elizabeth Warren's Indian heritage.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Anyway, so you got, what's Young the Giant known best for? The song is, you know, is My Body.
Yeah, but I just played that one. I don't know. Yeah, there's just an indie rock band that's been around for...
Young the Giant is known best for this segment on the TV show.
That's not true at all. They're a pretty big band.
Yeah, they're big.
Okay. Tickets for the festival on sale on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You get weekend VIP passes available for $575. You know, honestly, seriously, what comes into my mind is whether there are too many of these things now. All of a sudden, there's a festival for this and a festival for that. Does it tend to water down the value of some of the more important ones or not?
No, people think they get more bang for their buck. People are more and more into going to a festival where you get to see so many bands at once. And yeah. I think that's why we're seeing more of them pop up, because there's a market for it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it, as I usually do on things like that, or most anything. I believe everything you tell me, Victoria. All right. 26 past the hour. The lineup for Richard Branson's Virgin Fest has been announced. featuring Lizzo and ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay, ASAP Rocky. Festival takes place on June 6th and June 7th in, let's see, at the California Stadium and Exposition Park. Virgin Fest includes a notable...
Bank of California Stadium.
Where is that?
It's somewhere in L.A. I don't know. It's somewhere in L.A.
Because the venue... I have to ask that is because they rename everything, and I have no idea
I never know what
they're
talking about. It's the same thing.
It's, I don't know either.
I don't know, but it's. I think it's a new...
Park is the Coliseum.
Yeah, so maybe the Bank of California Stadium. It's a LEED-certified stadium. That's why they chose it. I don't even know if it is... It must be like a whole venue. But anyway, that's why they chose it, because Richard Branson, you know, his...
It's interesting that neither Jennifer or I know where it is. I've never heard of it before.
Well, that's just how dumb these guys are for rebranding all their locations, because you don't know. Even when you live here, you don't know where you're
right. You don't know even when you do know. Virgin Fest includes a notable 60% female artist lineup. That's cool. With sustainability as a core pillar of the festival, Virgin Fest is dedicated to an eco-conscious mission with a ban on all single-use plastics on site, in addition to a strong renewable energy and solar program that becomes part of it. Tickets on sale now starts at $229 with VIP upgrades available. So there must be a website, yes?
Mm-hmm. Virginfest.com.
Virginfest.com. Right, here we go. Yeah, we all so smart we figure that out. 28 and change after here on the DJV program.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
This is what love from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election. There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House. The election security head for the department, director of national intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Excuse me, we're having quite the conversation about how people looked on the stage at the debate and whether that...
The raising of the hand thing, by the way, didn't like it.
Hi, I'm in the third row, please pick on me.
Yeah, like, right. You know, when it was a really hot debate, like five of them would have their hands up. It was just too much.
The clothing, though.
The buzzer, clothing. For crying out loud. It's 2020. Give them a dang buzzer.
Yeah, well, this is a home-style sort of debate. And looking at the clothing, Victoria has a way. By the way, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, thank you for being here. Kara Schillen, all the gang is on deck. The clothing, we've decided that, or I've just listened. I didn't really actually engage in the conversation. Who looked frumpiest? The ladies think that...
And by the way, we were playing with the men on the stage, too, not just the ladies.
Yeah, we're not judging. Exactly. Yeah.
So now there's a place...
Frumpy dudes. I think Mayor Pete could be sharper. I think he looks a little frumpy up there. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And so does Amy Klobuchar.
No. All right, so Victoria's got a place where these people and all of us can actually rent clothing instead of having to go buy expensive suits and stuff. You can now rent them. How do you do this? How do you
Well, there's a clothing. Yeah, there's a clothing company called M.M. Lafleur, and they're going to lend free clothing to women who are candidates in any election. So you can run for town council, you can run for president, and they are going to, this is part of their new initiative, and they're going to lend proper attire so that women don't have to go out and spend the money. And in a lot of cases, that's a real like deterrent for some women to run for office because it's so expensive. And then you also have
to
have
the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. And you have to have the look. And so I think it's really interesting. This is open to all political parties, women who they just want to support women who are going to run for office. And they say at any level of any public office, and they have the hashtag Ready to Run, and you can actually just reach out to them, email them at readytorun@mmlafleur.com, your name, location, description of the office that you're running for, and then they're going to get in touch with you and get you outfitted. And, you know,
so
it's
maybe,
interesting.
Go ahead. I was just thinking whether this same offer could go to people who are in the public eye, i.e., the controversy that came about. This shows you how small we are. When Elizabeth Banks wore the same outfit she wore 14 years ago to the Oscars, and Jane Fonda wore the same dress.
Yeah, that was
a big trend this year. Years ago, yeah. Hello.
But they're doing it on purpose. It's sustainability. That was the message with that.
Right.
But in this case, this is a really I didn't realize how big of an issue this was. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she actually was talking about this, that when she was running, and she said even at this point now, she said accessing clothing for the job was a big challenge logistically and financially. And she said, as a candidate, a large part of asking people to vote for you is helping them visualize you doing the job. And she said that professionalism is a subconscious bias that people have. We just judged every candidate now behind the scenes, and that's a really big thing. She said, like so many other women in who run for office, she had to rely on hand-me-downs. She borrowed clothes from friends until she was sworn in, and then she gets a paycheck. But, you know, that's a really big deal. I remember when we graduated from college, a lot of my girlfriends went right into like hedge funds and Wall Street jobs, and they had to borrow money from their parents to buy the wardrobe that was required to do the job. And it's not cheap. Women's suits are expensive. Men can kind of fudge it a little bit, but for women, especially
the blue one costs money.
Yeah, well, obviously, you can buy a $5,000 suit if you want, but I'm talking about, like, men can go on the cheap. Women really can't. It's still a big investment for women to do it.
Men have a uniform, and women go, you know, we can notice when things are the same, when you're replaying things. I mean, men wear the same suit with a different tie, and it looks like a brand-new outfit, and that's a little different for women.
And
I was actually, you know,
for women.
I've hosted a couple of candidate events, and I do that every election cycle, and I was thinking about that because one of the things in California, one of the sad things is that in many races for assembly or for the state senate, local government races, there weren't candidates running to begin with. As a Republican, there's always a Democrat in the race usually, but Republicans, there was no representation in a lot of races. So I have a friend who went around looking for people who are Republicans, and the diverse crowd made my heart really happy because there's a stereotype of Republicans being old white men. But when you went to my candidate events, you had people from all different ethnic backgrounds. You had so many women that were running. And I was looking at the women, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is a commitment. Not only do you have to take time away from your job, but you also have to look polished. You have to come out. I was thinking about that very thing, about somebody who's just doing it now, who maybe didn't intend on going into politics, but said, wow, there's not a Republican in this race. I'm just going to jump in and do it. And that's got to be a concern because you are judged so much more on your looks as a woman than you are as a man.
Absolutely. And if you come from, like AOC was a bartender. So, like, if you come from, you know, any other type
wardrobe.
Of job, like, for me right now, if I said I'm going to run for office tomorrow, I don't have a single thing in my closet that you would want to see a candidate in. So I would have to start from scratch and go to, I don't know where you even go. I guess I'd have to head into Macy's or something and try to figure out, a professional corporate-looking wardrobe. But and that's a huge investment if you have to start over.
Get that blue dress that you wore. That's the thing to wear.
The Monica.
I'm glad you remember that it's blue. Now, not green.
I thought it was green. All right, so AOC was on The View the other day asking and answering questions, and I thought it was interesting the exchange between Meghan McCain and AOC, where Meghan McCain tried to get her into a corner And as much as I'm no fan of AOC's, I thought she came back with answers that were pretty good regarding some of the stuff, the usual things that that they go back and forth on. But I for the first time, she seemed measured. Her approach was good. I wish I could remember what the actual question was about, and I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying. She wore sequins. Do you remember? Do you notice that she wore sequins?
AOC did.
It was a sequin top, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a measured and well done debate, the conversation between the two of them. It wasn't Megan sticking her finger in AOC's eyes, and it wasn't AOC's, you're no good because you're a Republican.
She doesn't lose her cool, though. That's the whether you like her politics or not, she's very polished for someone who's pretty new. And I've seen her in a lot of circumstances. She does not lose her cool. She's kind of like a Mayor Pete in that sense.
Okay, here's a couple.
There's not a lot of wind in Megan's sail anymore. I mean, she gets mean, but I don't know that. I feel like she's dialing it in. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes at that show, but there's something, obviously.
Yeah.
A brewing.
Here's a couple of things that'll make you, when you're having your second cup of coffee or tea today, here are a couple of things you can pass around. The first one has to do with a robbery at a fast food store. It was Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers in Louisville, 10 o'clock the other night. There were some customers in the store, but some bad guys came in. You look at the surveillance footage. They come in. First, they sit in the back of the restaurant, and then they split up. They draw their weapons as they approach the cash register, and they want everything emptied out. What they didn't know was there was a husband and wife sitting in one of the booths that were both off-duty police officers. And to follow this through, it really is, it's kind of interesting. The detective and his wife were on date night, and they just stopped in to have a bite to eat at this place, and the two guys were in there. These two had their guns with them, and they drew their guns under the table, apparently, and you can imagine at the end of the day, it was curtains for the bad guys. They were actually the only two customers that were actually eating, other than the two bad guys, these married police officers. And I just thought it was, they got the guys and they arrested them. I just thought that was an interesting, sort of like a scene out of a television show or something. And the other thing that I thought was really kind of, there are many things going on every day that deserve some of our attention, a little of our time. The story of a woman who was having brain surgery, who was awake during the brain surgery. She's a professional musician. She played her violin while they were doing the brain surgery on her. I just kind of visualize that.
I would be having a panic attack.
So much.
I know. Ugh.
Yeah. She was diagnosed a couple of years ago with a slow-growing brain tumor. She had a seizure during her performance in a symphony. And so they evaluated it and said that she needed to have it operated on. So doctors at King's College in London were entertained as they did the operation on her brain. Just that kind of stuff. I mean, when you think about it.
Knock me out. Wake me up when it's over.
All right. In a moment, what's the latest for those of you following the saga of the Boeing 737 MAX? You won't be disappointed in this one unless you want to take a ride on one fairly soon, because that ain't going to happen, by something else that has shown up. Podcasts on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, and that place. You can also go to djvshow.com to hear the program and the podcast. Facebook.com/DJVShow or on Twitter @DJVShow.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. To learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as promised, the update on the Boeing 737 MAX fiasco, which continues to be a fiasco. Boeing now, more issues this week with the 737 MAX. This time, investigators are finding foreign objects in fuel tanks. The report is
that
these...
Fun. Like, what kind of foreign object? Like,
well, tools, rags.
A traveler or...
Things that were left over.
Chicken
that
McNugget.
Were carelessly. Well, this shows that nobody is watching the store. If they leave... I mean, come on. You leave rags and tools, wrenches and stuff inside the fuel tanks? What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah. What a mess.
Oh. Now, it really is.
This is making me afraid to fly. Ever on a Boeing plane again.
Well, I don't, but you can't get into the fuel. Once the fuel tank is sealed and put in the wings, the nozzle, if you watch the plane, they get the fuel from underneath. It's a pressurized system, and there's a screen there. Once they take the top off, there's a screen. So it can't get in that way. Anything that's in there was left in there when they were making the tanks in the first place.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. All right, here we are at, where are we? 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Our last few minutes are devoted to audience questions, so we mentioned a couple of things here. Matter of fact, this person said, I heard Doug mention with PRP something about stem cell, and I did. I just said it, but I didn't go back to you to ask the question about specific stem cell therapy. Are there amazing results? And how do you... I thought this was illegal, the research being done on ships offshore, but is there any research being done here?
Yeah, yes, you're talking about the embryonic stem cells, the ones that occur from the reproductive organs. Those are the ones that where there's all this emotional attachment. But there are other what we call pluripotent cells that can evolve into any type of cells that can be obtained in other parts of the body. And here's there's a lot of research going on, you know, taking a heart cell and being able to turn it into a new heart. You know, obviously not ready for prime time.
What about 3D printing?
These are all cutting-edge things, and you're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, absolutely, genetics, stem cells, 3D printing, this is where the future is in medicine, definitely.
Wow, unga bunga.
Immunotherapy.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, it's good if it adds. I mean, I know there are people that take this stuff and they use it on their skin, or they use it for, they've got a bad back, fixes your back. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are possible, it would seem, right?
Don't pull your own teeth. Do this with somebody who knows this area because you can have unintended consequences with anything that sounds promising.
Right. Okay, here's another item here that was a focus. You were talking about hot seasonings, and I was sent this quickly. There's a company called Old Bay Seasonings that is the McCormick. This is a spice purveyor. That has launched a new hot sauce, has two different flavors, You can buy a scented candle with hot sauce and breathe it in. Or you can put it on your food. Available at all the big grocery stores. So what do you think of that? A 10-ounce bottle of hot sauce is $34. Good God, it's expensive.
I would love to see the ingredient list and everything in moderation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go overboard with that stuff. I don't like hot food, frankly, myself. I just try to stay as far away from it as I can. Here's a question on the difference between DHA and EPA fish oil, which is something, frankly, that has confused me. So I understand the question, which is better if there is a better among the two, or are they both as necessary? And would you explain, please, what the difference between DHA oil, fish oil, is and EPA, or what's in it?
Well, there are fatty acids in fish oil, and if you take fish oil capsules, you're going to get both DHA and EPA, and you need a degree in biochemistry to pronounce these things. Decoxyhexanoic acid,
mm-hmm.
And these are big terms that that just confuse people. So that's why we use these abbreviations. And the nice thing, you know, which one's the better one for the heart?
No, that's the question.
Right, the EPA, and that's what these new CEPA of the world, that's what this new drug that's really gotten everybody so excited in preventive cardiology, Vascepa, and what it does is it concentrates the isopentaethyl, the EPA, and it doesn't have any of the other one.
DHA, yeah.
Exactly, and that's why everybody's excited about this, and you can't buy this over the counter, and you only can get this by prescription, and the exciting thing about this is they concentrated the EPA, and in people who have any elevation of triglycerides and coronary disease, there's a 25% reduction in heart attacks, strokes, hospitalizations, need for stents, need for bypass surgery. So this Vascepa is just an amazing new drug, and it's concentrated the good fish oil fragment, but not the bad one. And it's going to have huge impact on all of us, because we finally now have something effective to treat for triglycerides that will extend life.
Is tuna oil the best supplement if you're gonna eat tuna? But is there a supplement that's better? We got a couple of seconds here.
Well, the oily fish, sardines, salmon, mackerel, those tend, and some of the tunas, if you can find the healthy tuna.
Got it.
Those are the best sources of the fish.
All right. There's the info. Dr. Ken answering your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.